This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
And now, America's number one show on pop culture and politics. This is the Michael Medved Show.
And another great day in this greatest nation on God's green earth. A great nation and a great day. A great day when maybe we can turn our attention away from some of the shootings that have been shocking the country and upsetting the country, as always happens. Mass shootings where people are killed for no particular reason. Spending money for no particular reason, because we have a government that is, to put it mildly, very, very broke, deeply in debt, a $34 trillion debt. And right now, if you actually pay some attention to what is going on, there is a proposal that has been put forward by the state of California and by the city of San Francisco. And if that proposal, which is for reparations based upon slavery and Jim Crow and centuries of racism, if that proposal for reparations went through, we could more than double, just think about it, double our total national debt, spending at least another $34 trillion. What are we talking about? We're talking about a program of reparations, and to make sure that you know that it's for real, it's not made up, it's not some paranoid fantasy, it actually is something that the state of California and the city of San Francisco has been very serious about. There are two different reports, and in the New York Post, in a piece by Stephen Hayward that they include there, Stephen Hayward is a scholar at the University of California at Berkeley, where he's a lecturer both at the law school and at the Institute of Governmental Studies. But Hayward's piece in the New York Post is illustrated with photographs of the report, the interim report that came out under the heading California Task Force to Study and Develop Reparations Proposals for African Americans. And it's just astonishing. We talked about this a little bit yesterday, and the numbers are just staggering. In the state of California, which is the more modest sum, in San Francisco, of course, they're spending even more or proposing to spend even more. California state government set up a task force to study reparations, and its first report called for a long menu of remedial measures to help blacks. While the group was notably silent on a dollar amount, advocates in public hearings demanded direct payments to all California blacks, ranging from $350,000 to $800,000 per person. That would cost the state about $1.8 trillion. And then Stephen Hayward comments, not to be outdone, San Francisco's own African American Reparations Advisory Committee was less bashful about an explicit cash demand, issuing a report calling for one-time lump sum payment of $5 million for each black person. San Francisco has about 45,000 blacks, making the cost of the city $223 billion. The city budget is $14 billion every year. So every non-black person in San Francisco would be on the hook for $263,000 each, that's men, women, and children, to pay for the transfer. And Hayward asks, how fast would San Francisco empty out if this proposal were actually implemented? And extrapolate the amount to the nation as a whole, and the cost would easily rival the national debt, which is currently $31 trillion. But one notable feature, and this is just extraordinary, one notable feature of all these proposals is that the qualification that a reparations recipient must be proved to be a descendant of slaves has been dropped. Now skin color alone qualifies for payment, meaning that Barack Obama would be eligible if he lived in San Francisco. Now, you might say, wait, Barack Obama is mixed race. Yes, but he identifies as black, and his skin color is black. Then they would also say Barack Obama's ancestors were never enslaved. Well, that's true, but they're dropping that as a requirement now. Perhaps this is necessary for California, which never even had slavery. Right, Hayward? There's a deafening silence from Democratic politicians over these reparations proposals, especially from Governor Gavin Newsom, and for good reason. The reparations program would be unaffordable, unfair, and inflame rather than calm race relations. Would second-generation immigrants from Africa qualify? Would second-generation immigrants from anywhere else have to pay? If Stephen Curry, the basketball star with the Golden State Warriors, who makes $48 million and has property within San Francisco, does he qualify? Well, why not? Racial reparations already exist in the form of affirmative action, minority, small business loans, and other programs. Do they not mitigate payment? The questions are endless. The basic problem with all of this, and this is the point that Hayward makes. We've posted his piece from the New York Post up at our website at michaelmedved.com. That today's woke creed, he writes, has replaced class conflict with race conflict. And pitting racial groups against each other for state-delivered spoils is a certain recipe for rising civil animosity that might not stay civil. Some witnesses before the State of California Task Force on Reparations openly, in their testimony, threatened riots if cash payments are not made. This is unreal. We've heard the leaked audios of Hispanic Democrats in Los Angeles disparaging black Democrats. Expect more of this, says Hayward, as Democrats continue their deadly embrace of the politics of race conflict. It'll be an interesting spectacle to watch Newsom attempt to run for president someday on a platform of reparations. But see, this is not only a problem for Newsom, and it's one of the reasons that despite all of his problems, and there are gigantic problems, there are people in the Democratic Party who are desperately eager to hang on to Joe Biden. No one expects him to take a position on reparations right now. For almost anyone else who would be a new candidate, especially with these reports coming out and advocating the San Francisco City report, once part of the benefits that they would give to even out the income of black people with white people and Asian people and Latino people who have higher average incomes than black people, in order to average that out, there would be income supplements that would be granted based on race alone that would last up to 250 years. No, seriously, for 250 years, you get extra money from the government according to that proposal. This is cuckoo. And it's extremely dangerous cuckoo. It's dangerous not only for the Democratic Party, but dangerous for the country. We will be right back with more dangers to the country. A confession of sorts by the one and only George Santos, and also a Twitter war. We'll get to that and more coming up on the MedVet Show.
800-955-1776. The Michael MedVet Show.
1982, E.T. and Rocky III were tops at the box office. Joan Jett's I Love Rock and Roll rocked its way to number 3 on the Billboard charts, and Washington State got its last cut to the state sales tax rate. This is Michael Medved for Washington Policy Center. 30 years is a long wait for a sequel. With record inflation and skyrocketing prices, we're long overdue. After more than $10.5 billion in recent revenue surpluses with no sales tax relief, it's time. Go to OverdueSince82.com. Presidents, wars, electoral landslides, Middle East conflicts, third parties, the Constitution, the founding, the revolution. That's all covered in special Medved history programs, which can be yours free. You also get the ability to hear the show anytime you want and commercial free. Medved Plus membership at our website. Go to michaelmedved.com. Look for the banner and a special offer, 20% off, limited time.
Now's the time to join the millions of Americans who have changed the quality of their sleep with MyPillow. MyPillow is now offering a BOGO extravaganza on multiple MyPillow products. Right now, get buy one, get one free pricing on MyPillow bed sheets, Giza Elegance MyPillows, six-piece towel sets, and roll and go anywhere MyPillows, and yes, so much more. Just go to the Radio Listeners Specials page at MyPillow.com and use the promo code MEDVED. That's MyPillow.com, promo code MEDVED, or call 1-800-320-6280. That's 800-320-6280. Don't miss this incredible BOGO extravaganza at MyPillow.com. Buy one, get one free on select products. Remember, that's promo code MEDVED or 1-800-320-6280.
We all have heard about the benefits of fish oils, but what about the presence of heavy metals, PCBs, dioxins, furans, and other contaminants found in fatty tissues of fish? GCNteam.com recognizes this risk and offers IFOS certified tested omega-3 fatty acids. EPA, DHA insist on IFOS omega-3 fatty acid certification. Get the best at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Medved show, the latest on George Santos, the 2022 candidate who actually won his election for Congress. He is a member of Congress. He has been sworn in. And one of the dramatic incidents for him has to do with about a week ago, somebody had unearthed photographs of George Santos in drag. And initially his defenders, such as they are, were saying, oh no, that had been photoshopped, and George Santos had denied that he had ever been active in the drag circuit, dressing as a woman. Well, now there is a different story, and he admits to performing in drag. And this is the way he described his turnaround and his admission in, I guess you could be now just not part of the gay community, but part of the LGBTQ community. This is George Santos, the congressman from New York. Listen.
Congressman,
were you ever
a drag queen in Brazil?
No, I was not a drag queen in Brazil, guys. I was young and I had fun at a festival. Sue me for having a life.
Okay, sue me for having a life. there is this also, and this counts as our tweets of the day.
Turn the page now to the internet.
I mean, wow, what a great, smart tweet.
Changed his password, so he no longer has access to his Twitter feed.
Did you send the tweet?
I did not send that tweet. My system was hacked. I was pranked.
Donald Trump hasn't tweeted at us once, and I'm starting to get worried about him.
So we have a new tweet.
All right.
Can I do the honors?
Stand by. Tweet alert.
Okay, the first of the tweets of the day came from Manu Raju of CNN, who was quoting Senator John Kennedy, the Republican senator, often very salty and very funny, from Louisiana. And he said of Representative George Santos, he's nutty as a fruitcake. And he said, that's why I call him a bunny boiler. I don't know if you've seen Fatal Attraction, but there are people like that out there. The way that she, the Glenn Close character in Fatal Attraction, intimidates the Michael Douglas character in Fatal Attraction is she takes the pet bunny that belongs to Michael Douglas's children and boils it on the stove in their house. It's an unpleasant reference. And then Representative Santos, distinguished gentleman from New York, responded to Senator John Kennedy, the Republican from Louisiana, his fellow Republican. He said, I am saddened that a distinguished senator from the GOP, whom I have respected, would use such derogatory language against me. Language like that is hurtful and divisive and has no place in Congress. Okay, there's also this about no place in Congress. Santos already has a challenger for re-election. Joshua Lefezen, who's a Democrat, who had finished third in the Democratic primary to run against Santos, has already filed a challenge planning to run in 2024. Santos has reportedly promised to local Republicans that he will not run for re-election, which I guess is a relief to everybody, but given the reliability of George Santos and his promises and his testimonies, don't know. You're not quite sure you can take that one to the bank. There is also a disturbing report from another one of his fellow members in Congress, and this from CNN. GOP conference chair Elise Stefanik has come under scrutiny for her support for Santos last year. Stefanik was a key validator for Santos in their shared home state and often touted the candidate in public and private forums. Several prominent GOP donors told CNN that they gave to Santos, donated money to his campaign, in other words, who was largely unknown to them, only because Stefanik, the state's most influential elected Republican and a prolific fundraiser, backed him. So this is this is not the way to go. There is this that came in as an email from Scott, and it has to do with some of the internal GOP controversy. Scott asks, do you think that prosecuting and imprisoning January 6th rioters is a path forward for American unity or a step back? You know well Thomas Jefferson's disposition, and then he quotes Thomas Jefferson, they were found in ignorance, not wickedness. God forbid we should ever be 20 years without such a rebellion. Set them right as to facts, pardon, and pacify them. I don't know for sure what rebellion it may have been. Shays' rebellion in Massachusetts, which was a tax rebellion where people actually died. And it's one of those things that provoked a constitutional convention because the government under the old Articles of Confederation was too weak to deal with Shays' rebellion. Do I think that prosecuting and imprisoning people who is a path forward for American unity or a step back? I think it's a path forward. I do. Because if you actually look at some of the footage at people attacking the seat of government, and they were not attacking Democrats, they were not attacking people on the left, they were not attacking Joe Biden. They were attacking the Capitol of the United States, and they were attacking the Congress of the United States, and they were attacking our Constitution. And again, none of these rioters have been imprisoned for life. I don't think the sentences, the typical sentences have been a couple of months, and then some I think have gotten as many as 4 years. We will talk a little bit about the most recent January 6th convictions, including the convictions from Proud Boys and Oath Keepers, that all coming up. And the idea that some of the property destruction, if nothing else, plus threatening the lives of people and injuring police officers, and that gets to the very essence. If you're going to have law and order, you can't say that just because you were ignorant and misled that assaulting and causing serious injury and hospitalization to police officers, that should go unpunished. That seems to me not appropriate. We will be right back with the latest on convictions and trials and legal process on January 6th. Coming up.
The Michael Medved Show.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com. And an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
USA News update. More classified documents have been found, this time in former Vice President Mike Pence's Indiana home. Pence attorneys released a letter in response to the discovery.
It says the vice president understands the high importance of protecting sensitive and classified information and stands ready and willing to cooperate fully with the National Archives and any appropriate inquiries.
NBC's Peter Alexander, reading the letter, goes on to say that Pence was unaware of the presence of sensitive documents at his residence. Three people are dead after an early morning shooting in Yakima, Washington. Fourth person was injured. Police say those shootings are random. At this hour, police and SWAT have surrounded a home and say it is related to the killings. Plans for the United States to send tanks to Ukraine is being finalized by the Biden administration. CNN citing three American officials who said the deal to send the Abrams tanks could be finalized this week. John Schaefer, USA News.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
If you're like most Americans, you can see things are out of control. Global problems have local consequences. Too many of them. And if the next news headline spins us into chaos, you'd better be ready. Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Today's the day to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. As we all know, calories equals energy equals survival. And as you'd expect from a true preparedness company, our food kits are in stock and ship quickly. Those who know what's coming are preparing today. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Michael Medved show, there is a continuing prosecution. I don't think it's persecution. I think it is prosecution of people who broke windows, who assaulted police officers, who clearly tried to overturn a legal proceeding by the Congress of the United States. And you may say, as Scott, our emailers, suggested, that people were sincere in their beliefs. They felt that the election had been stolen. But there are ways, and certainly the Trump administration was very enthusiastic in pursuing those ways, to try to question the election results legally. He had, remember, Rudy Giuliani, who seems to be hiding somewhere. I mean, have you heard much about Rudy Giuliani? I haven't. And Rudy Giuliani, by the way, also, you may remember, dressed in drag at one point. I believe it was on a banquet. It's not a sight that you want to repeat with Rudy Giuliani with a wig and skirt and some padding up top. Let's forget that. The question is that Rudy Giuliani and Sidney Powell, if you remember her, and a whole crowd of legal talent was trying in some 60 legal actions to overturn results of the election, and they lost every single one of them. And that's how you do things in America. You don't attack the Congress of the United States, set up a gallows for Mike Pence, Maybe they really intended the gallows for him taking papers without authorization. In any event, the three active duty Marines were arrested for breaching the Capitol on January 6th. And they are going to be facing legal action against them. One is being accused of supporting a second civil war. Listen, this is from CNN.
Three active duty U.S. Marines have been arrested for storming the U.S. Capitol on January 6th. And one is being accused of supporting a second civil war. Let's bring in now CNN's Jeremy Herb. So, Jeremy, how did these Marines end up on the FBI radar?
And the arrest this week of these three Marines, it's a good reminder that it's been 2 years since the January 6th attack on the Capitol, and federal investigators are still looking to track down everyone who went inside the Capitol and breached those walls that day. Now, these three Marines, Corporal Micah Coomer, Sergeants Joshua Abate, and Sergeant Dodge Dale Hellinan, they're facing a number of charges, including disorderly conduct in a Capitol building. And we learned from court filings just how these Marines were found, including one, Micah Coomer, who posted photos to his Instagram. He included with them the caption that he was, quote, glad to be a part of history.
And again, it is part of history, but the people who fought the United States in the Civil War, the Confederates who fought to defend slavery against any potential interference by the new administration of Abraham Lincoln, those people are also part of history. But it's a shameful part of history. And we'll get to the idea of celebrating Robert E. Lee together on the same day with Martin Luther King, that coming up. But there's more on these prosecutions. Here is Richard Barnett on describing his experience. He was found guilty yesterday. They gave the verdict, and it was a very quick verdict, and he's guilty on all the counts against him. And he was pictured on Nancy Pelosi's office with his feet on the desk, expressing disrespect for the Speaker of the House. He took an envelope from her desk, which you're also not allowed to do if you've broken into the Speaker's office. Here is, he gave his story about why he went into Pelosi's office, clip 16.
How'd you get it?
I didn't steal it. I led on it, because they were facing me, and I couldn't see. And so I figured, well, I'm in her office, I got blood in her office, I'll put a quarter on her desk, even though she ain't worth it. And I left her a note on her desk that says, Nancy Big O is here, you
Okay, he, Big O was there. His nickname is Big O. I'm not sure why, but Richard Big O Barnett, and he had an attorney named Joseph McBride, who says that with his conviction yesterday on all eight counts, they didn't get a fair trial. Here's the argument about why not. This is clip 14.
The jury did not even look at the evidence or consider our side of the story for a second. We feel we got robbed. We do not feel that our case was judged on the merits. We do not feel that we were able to overcome the political implications and prejudice attached to Richard Barnett's case. We asked for change of venue. We filed very well thought out and very well pled pleadings in this case regarding the change of venue motions. We got shut down. We never thought for any moment in time that we would get a fair trial in D.C. Nonetheless, we went in there in good faith. We thought that we picked a good jury. I'm very disappointed with the verdict in this case.
Okay, the question would be for the losing attorney, Joseph McBride. Does he believe now that his client behaved badly? That his client did things in breaking into the Speaker's office that he shouldn't have done? And most of the people who have been convicted, most of the people who have pled guilty, certainly, are all very willing to admit their regret for having gone into the Capitol building and sacked the Capitol building. It's not like, again, we talked about the Civil War before. There were even songs. There's one sort of notorious song that says, "I'm a good old rebel," where somebody is singing about how he was glad he fought against the Stars and Stripes and glad he fought for the South. And people haven't taken that position. And to the best of my knowledge, Richard Big O Barnett didn't take that kind of attitude. So the question becomes, if you recognize that what you did was wrong, what do you say should be the consequence about that? And, by the way, if you're an attorney like Joseph McBride, I don't know who he is, how do you justify representing one of these individuals and actually going to a jury trial and taking all of that time? And I understand that in our system, everybody has to have a fair trial, and that means you need an attorney. But if you are an attorney who has gotten some national attention by defending Richard Big O Barnett, doesn't that, one can only hope it is being done pro bono, that you're not requiring Richard Barnett to pay you. And again, the idea that this is going to be the kind of thing that helps your career as an attorney, the fact that you're virtually 100% sure of losing the case. I mean, if they overcharged and they accused someone of high treason, for instance, which they haven't. In most of these cases, in defending people from January 6th, the one lost record hasn't been terrific. Speaking of one lost and the Civil War, there are two states, and I didn't know this, who still observe a strange hybrid holiday. The holiday is called King Lee Day, jointly celebrating Martin Luther King and Robert E. Lee. Where? We'll talk about it. Okay, it's winter time, and that shouldn't stop you from going outdoors and enjoying yourself and getting some exercise. Relief Factor can help with that cause. Relief Factor is natural. It consists of fish oil and turmeric primarily, and other ingredients that have been tested and shown to be remarkably effective. A Relief Factor can make you feel better and give you an opportunity to enjoy all kinds of aspects of an active life that you may have been prevented from enjoying in the past. Go to michaelmedved.com, click on the banner. There's a special price available for what is called a quick start with Relief Factor. You take these tablets, which are entirely natural, no chemicals, no preservatives of any kind. This is a wonderful product that we heartily endorse. Go to michaelmedved.com, look for the banner for Relief Factor. History repeats itself, and we're seeing that play out with inflation. When Jimmy Carter took office in the late 70s, gold sold for $140 an ounce. Can you imagine? By 1980, the price of gold topped out at $870 an ounce. Now, if today's market performs like it did when Carter was in office, the price of gold could skyrocket from $1,800 an ounce to $9,300 an ounce. This is Michael Medved for AmFed Coin and Bullion. Don't miss out on a great opportunity to purchase precious metals while the prices are still stable. If history repeats itself, we'll see a run on gold, silver, and platinum that will certainly drive up prices. Be smart. Buy now. At AmFed, you're dealing with specialists who provide you with personalized attention, honest information, and sound advice. You'll never be pressured into buying outrageously priced so-called collectible coins or anything that you don't need. 800-221-7694, 800-221-7694, AmericanFederal.com.
Have you ever watched a video on the internet and found yourself waiting for the skip the ad button? The reason this takes a few seconds is because the video delivery companies get to collect impression commission, and the viewer never sees the advertisement. The company still pays full price to run the ad. Does this sound like a scam to you? Is there any wonder why internet ads are so ineffective? For over 100 years, radio has been a proven source for companies' messages. Radio listeners are engaged and want to support the companies that sponsor the shows they're so passionate about. Simple companies like window treatments, security, pillow companies, and more have been able to break away from the big box stores, building multi-million dollar businesses. Find out what radio can do for your business. Call 877-996-4327 or advertise at gcnlive.com. That's advertise at gcnlive.com.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
Michael Medved show, there was a piece in the Washington Post because there's an anomaly that I had been unaware of. I have never spent time in either Alabama or Mississippi. I've spent time there otherwise, but never in January. And in January, in Alabama and Mississippi, they still mark the King Lee Day as a state holiday. The two states, Alabama and Mississippi, as the United States celebrated Martin Luther King Day a couple of weeks ago, Alabama and Mississippi observe a different holiday, which is called King Lee Day, which commemorates both Dr. Martin Luther King and Confederate General Robert E. Lee. Washington Post writes, the two men's birthdays fall just 4 days apart, but their legacies couldn't be more different. King gave his life to the cause of racial equality. Lee fought in the Civil War to keep black people enslaved. Now, Lee himself would never have said that was his main purpose in fighting for the state of Virginia against the country that he had pledged to serve. He would say that he was fighting to defend Virginia and the sovereignty of Virginia and the Commonwealth of Virginia. But in effect, it's true. He was fighting for a cause. The main premise of that cause, the main premise for Confederate independence, was to protect slavery. The vice president of the Confederacy, Alexander Hamilton Stevens of Georgia, gave a speech as soon as the Confederacy was officially launched, where he said how noble and glorious it was that finally there was a new republic that had been established based upon the great truth that white and black people were not equal. In any event, Mississippi and Alabama both marked King Lee Day as a state holiday this year. Until recently, they had company. Arkansas celebrated King Lee Day until 2018. Isn't that astonishing? And Virginia observed Lee Jackson King Day, also throwing Confederate General Stonewall Jackson into the mix. They celebrated Lee Jackson King Day from 1984 until 2000. That's amazing. And they celebrated that the Friday before MLK Day. They did this until 2021. And before that, they had just Jackson Lee Day as a separate holiday before they included Dr. King in 2000. And Texas still celebrates Confederate Heroes Day on Lee's actual birthday, which is January 19th. And state employees can take a paid holiday on both days. Okay, a little bit of a prediction here. This is probably going to change. And going to change fairly quickly, because a part of what has been going on fairly dramatically has been a reconsideration of that whole myth of the lost cause, the idea that there was something noble about the Confederate cause. And honestly, the more that Americans look at that without nostalgia and without the perspective of Gone with the Wind, the less that is credible. And speaking of a problem with credibility, there was a comment about end times by Lauren Boebert. And she may think that the fact that she won her recount and that she's joined in the House of Representatives by George Santos, that all may be signifiers of end times upon us. But here she believes that Satan himself is actually going to bring Jesus back. Why? Because American Christians are doing such a great job. This is Congresswoman Lauren Boebert of Colorado speaking at a recent interview at a Turning Point USA event. Listen.
An analogy, maybe it's true, maybe it's not, about the second coming of Jesus.
Yeah.
I've heard stories of, you know, people believing that Christians are going to be hiding out in caves and, you know, and just lockdown. Maybe it's a lockdown, maybe it's a government lockdown, but they're shut in and they beg for Jesus to come back. He comes back and rescues them. I don't think that that's the way it's going to be. If the Old Testament is a type and a shadow of the New Testament, and you look at the Exodus from Egypt, Pharaoh, he was the one who called for God to get his people. He said, get your people out of here. And I believe if that type and shadow is true for the New Testament, the church, God's people, will be out in such a great force,
right,
that Satan himself will call for the second coming of Jesus. You say, I cannot do a thing in this earth with your people here. Right. You come and get them.
Come on.
Isn't that great?
That is amazing.
Isn't that great? Okay. First of all, the idea that the Old Testament is a shadow of the New Testament, I mean, which came first, right? I mean, let's think, old versus new. And second, her reading of the incident of the deliverance of the Jewish people from Egypt, suggesting that it was Pharaoh who called upon God because he wanted to get rid of the Jews. Pharaoh repeatedly, and in fact, there's a controversial passage in that portion of the Bible, which, by the way, by coincidence, just as she was talking about it, Jews around the world are actually reading this story. The conclusion of this story, this coming Saturday and this last Saturday, we read about Moses and Aaron going to Pharaoh and begging Pharaoh, not let my people go, because that phrase never appears in the Bible at all.
Let my people go.
Right, sorry, it appears in the movie, but not in the Bible. Because what is said in the Bible is they say, send my people out so they can worship me in the wilderness. They can serve me in the wilderness. And in other words, but that again, I guess Lauren Boebert was not actually elected in order to be a biblical scholar. There's a piece in The Guardian which is actually, I think, directly related to Lauren Boebert. The piece by Adam Gabbat says, as the U.S. adjusts to an increasingly non-religious population, thousands of churches are closing each year. About a quarter of the young adults who dropped out of church said they disagreed with their church's stance on political and social issues. Churches are closing at rapid numbers in the U.S., researchers say, as the congregations dwindle across the country and the younger generations of Americans abandon Christianity altogether, even as faith continues to dominate American politics. I don't know that faith dominates American politics. It does play a role. About 4,500 Protestant churches closed in 2019. That's before the pandemic, and that's the last year data is available, with almost 3,000 new churches opening. Okay, if there are 3,000 new churches that open and 4,500 Protestant churches that close, that's a big reduction. That's a reduction of 1,500 total congregations. What happened to all those people? What happened to those places of worship? It was the first time the number of churches in the U.S. hadn't grown since the firm Lifeway Research, which is an evangelical firm, started studying the topic. With the pandemic speeding up a broader trend of Americans turning away from Christianity, researchers say the closures will only have accelerated. In the last 3 years, all signs are pointing to a continued pace of closures, probably similar to 2019 or possibly even higher, as there's been a really rapid rise in American individuals who say they're not religious. It's a deeper question, and it's very much worth considering because I think it's important for the future of the country. Why? We will get to that. We will also get to some of the latest polling and shaping up of political races, plural, coming up in 2024, and much more in this greatest nation on God's green earth.
Hi, Fred Dwyer here. If you suffer from a serious chronic illness, heartburn, poor sleep, fatigue, brain fog, you need Balance 7. Balance 7 water improves the acid-alkaline balance in the body. The right pH helps unlock the immune system. It also allows for better hydration and nourishment during times of medication and stress. Balance 7 works. I know. I use it every day. Now you can try it free. Balance 7 is offering chronic illness sufferers a free gallon of Balance 7 water for the first 100 callers. That's an $87 value free. So call 800-793-9039 and mention my name, Fred. The first 100 callers suffering with a chronic illness get a free gallon of Balance 7 water. So call 800-793-9039, code word Fred, or visit balance7.com. That's balance, the number 7.com. 800-793-9039, code word Fred.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. GCNfood.com.